This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Neighbours is an Australian icon and a worldwide phenomenon. It has launched careers like Delta Goodrum, Alan Dale, Kylie Minogue, and it even says Jason Donovan here, but I'm waiting to see what career he does get. Now in its 34th year, Neighbours continues to break new ground, introducing the first gay-identifying characters and featuring an Australian first ever same-sex TV wedding. Takaya Honda joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Very good.
We're doing well, but you're supposed to be in the studio with us this morning. Where are you? What's happened?
I'm in hospital. I've been here since yesterday. Just got a bit of an eye infection that got a little bit out of control. So
did you pick this up at the Mardi Gras Fair Day? Because I'm telling you, I've picked up a lot worse there. Yeah.
I'm guessing so. I mean, we met hundreds of people. I was touching and saying hello to everybody. And so there's bound to have been someone there with something on them that I've just then touched my face or whatever and got an infection. So, it is what it is. It's like, can't do anything about it, but I'm doing okay. It's getting better, so.
That's all right. You're only an actor. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with your look, so you'll be right, you know.
Yeah, I'll be completely fine. Yeah, no worries.
Well, look, we've got to go through. Congratulations for it's an Australian TV milestone, the wedding of David and Aaron. We hear that the wedding episode that aired last year was even written and filmed before the results for the postal survey even came through, which is pretty bold for Erinsborough. Is that something that was deliberately done? Were you trying to make a point or...?
The wedding episode wasn't filmed before, but the proposal was. So actually, the initial proposal was before the results came through, but it had been plotted out prior to that. So we knew that it was coming up, and we just didn't know how it was going to unfold, depending on the results of the plebiscite. So we were obviously hoping for the four, and that's what it was, and I think that's what most people assumed it would be, which it made the whole thing even more ridiculous. But it was something that I had been told nearly 3 years ago now, when I started the show, that the ultimate goal for David and Aaron would be, even if this was before David had even come out in the show, that David and Aaron would be a married couple, and that was the goal. So Maddie Wilson, who plays Aaron, and I worked pretty hard across the last few years really to build a relationship that the audience could barrack for, and that when it came to this time of us getting married, that they would be behind us, and that's what they'd be calling for, and that's what they were. So it has been a really lovely thing to be a part of.
Well, I can tell you that it was a very touching episode. It was lovely. We even got to watch it on Gogglebox there and make a big comment about it. But I loved that it was Kylie and Jason's, especially for you, was your wedding song.
Yeah, that was a nice little touch.
Yeah, no, Charlene didn't turn up. I see she's a dirty bugger, never gets out of Queensland. Yeah.
I know, oh my God.
This year, Neighbours has a float in the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. Tell us about that, please. Who will be marching?
Yeah, so it was a pretty huge thing for them to announce to us all, literally on our last day of work last year. Because it's an amazing thing to be a part of. So most of them, I think all but maybe one or two are going to be on top of the float of the cast, which is great. And then there's about 80 staff as well who are going to be marching. And realistically, Maddie and I sort of get to be front and center with all this stuff. But really, there's a huge team of people that have created this relationship and pushed for the wedding and stuck it out and put the necks out a lot of time to say, no, this is what Australian television needs and this is the storyline we're going for, and worked incredibly hard to get us there. And also that is, so it's so great that we're able to share that with them at the parade. They'll be marching, doing some dancing, and they've got some shirts and stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's a true representation that everyone's welcome on Ramsay Street. And it's a real great thing that the cast get to share it with those who have worked so hard to get us there.
And it even shows, I hear that you're going to be filming scenes for the show in the middle of the festival. So how important is it that Mardi Gras is going to get a worldwide audience?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, it, it, it's great for both sides, really. And I haven't been given scripts yet as to what we're shooting. I've been given a basic idea, so I'm not sure how it's going to work yet. But we will be filming during the parade. We'll be filming some stuff around Sydney, I think, for a couple of days beforehand as well, which is all next week. So I'm hoping I fully recover very quickly. And it's going to be quite an intense night, but it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And everyone's very much looking forward to it.
Is this your first Mardi Gras experience?
As part of the parade, yes. I've been and watched before.
Okay, so you know what you're in for. It's a great night, yeah.
It is, absolutely. And this thing, I was saying to people the other day, it was like, the great thing about the parade is that there's the parade itself, which is sort of a focal point, but the whole of Mardi Gras is really everyone. It's the audience and the parade, because the audience is as much engaged and involved and participating as the people in the float. So it's such a brilliant night.
Look, thank you so much for talking to us today. We are very excited. You can catch Neighbours airing weeknights at 6:30 on 10 a peach. And thank you, and enjoy the Mardi Gras parade, and we can't wait to see it on Neighbours.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Take care of yourself. No more diseases. Just keep yourself clean. You've got the parade. You've got to look pretty for the parade.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.